Just one verse in John's Gospel. John 19, verse 17. John 19 and verse 17. Page 1297 in this big book. John 19 and verse 17. And he, that's Jesus, went out bearing his cross to the place called Place of a Skull, which is called in Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him, and with him two others, one on this side and one on that, and Jesus in the middle. I didn't know what to say tonight. Sometimes words, when you're a preacher, sometimes words come and you know exactly, and other times you ask for help and things don't always click. That's probably my fault. It's never God's fault. God's always ready to give a message. But I was in a car park and there was a family next to me and there's a child in a car seat and the child screamed, "No, no, no, I won't." I'd like to put the gospel very simply to you tonight. It's either a yes or it's a no. We all know that, don't we? We all know exactly when we're babies, when we're little children, and dad and mum tell us to go to a place and we, "No, I don't want to get out the car. I don't want to go to a certain place." We all know what it is. Somebody takes a toy from a child and they shout out, "No, it's mine. Leave it alone." Very reluctant, aren't we, just to simply say yes. I don't know how many gospel preachings you've heard. I know some of you, I don't know you all very well. Sometimes I sit there and it gets quite complicated. Sometimes I wonder, what should I actually do? There's a lady in the church where I come from, and she was asked about her conversion. And she said, "I just simply stood in line behind Jesus." Isn't that beautiful? And that's all you need to do, is say yes. God is sending out the message. God has got the answer in his Son. He's offering him to you. It's that simple. And some people say no, and some people, like me and like others in this room, have said yes. Could it be any simpler than a yes or a no? I've read of three men. There's Jesus in the middle, on the middle cross, and there's one man on this side, and there's one man on that side. And Jesus is in the middle. So there's Jesus on this cross, nailed there. And then there's a man on this side on a cross. And there's a man on this side on a cross. And Jesus is in the middle. Isn't it incredible that they put Jesus in the middle? The world that hated him. The one that said in heaven, "Yes, I will go." What did he come for? He came to save sinners like you and me. He came to offer hope, to offer peace, to offer joy. And here he is, rejected, unwanted, unloved, and yet put in the middle. How ironic that is. But there's a man to the right of him, and there's a man to the left. And I've read this scripture because one man on the, I don't know which side he was, but one man said yes to Jesus. And the other man said no. I was in a school recently, and it was playtime, and the teacher came out and she had a register. And she stood there and she said, "Right, children, in a line." And they all lined up. And she called out the names, one by one, alphabetically. You'll probably remember that at school. And they had to say, "Yes. Yes. Here. Yes." Now, if Jesus was standing there tonight and he had a register and your name was on it, Would you say yes? Or would you say no? I hope the answer's yes. Yes to Jesus. Yes to the offer of grace. Yes to the offer of peace. Yes to the offer of hope. Look at the words on the posters around this room. Righteousness, we said this in the reading. Righteousness, justice, loving kindness, truth, salvation, knowledge. Righteousness again. Fabulous, wonderful words. Not just words, you know. What Jesus offers you if you say yes. All of these things Jesus offers you. More than that, he offers himself. That's what he did on this cross. Laid down his life. Why? Go back to Genesis. Go back to the beginning when God said, don't eat of a certain tree. And what did man do? They said, yes, we will do. Instead of saying no, they said yes. And you can go through the pages of this incredible book. People who said yes and people who said no. But on that register, as Jesus calls your name, you can answer yes tonight. How simple could it be, dear friend? Those two men, and Matthew's account calls them robbers. If it's too complicated, and as you'll be firmly aware, I'm a very simple person. But if it's too complicated, just look at this picture here, this image. There's a man bearing his cross. We know what a cross is. A wooden cross. And he's going out to a place called Skull. And he's going to be crucified. And that means that he's put on that cross. And he's going to have nails put through his hands and his feet. And he's going to be held there. And he's going to die on that cross. That's what it means, crucifixion. There's no way back from crucifixion. And there he is, and with him, two others, one on this side and one on that. Two robbers. Just get the image in your mind, in your head. Just picture it now. Three crosses. Might have been on a hill, might have been by the side of a road. We're not too sure. Doesn't tell us here. But there's three crosses. Somebody witnessed this, somebody saw it, and they're writing what they saw. It's not fiction, because Matthew, Mark, Luke and John all tell the same story. But John says that Jesus was in the middle, and there was one on the right, one on the left. And Matthew says they're robbers. They were takers. Think of him, Jesus in the middle, the giver between two takers. Mm-hmm. Who are you going to say yes to? This world that takes and takes and takes? Or somebody who gave and gave and gave and loved and loved and loved again? Who are you going to say yes to? The choice is yours. The option is yours. I just urge you to take Jesus. Just to say yes to him. Yes to Jesus. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. It's a word we all know. But these two thieves, either side of Jesus, one said, and Luke tells us this, one said, yeah, he deserves what he's getting. Maybe that robber thought, if I join what they're saying, the mass, maybe somebody will take me off this cross and they'll give me a job and I'll be free and I won't die. Maybe he thought that. But the other man said, do you know what? Jesus has done nothing wrong. Nothing amiss. And he said to Jesus, remember me, Lord, when you come in your kingdom. And Jesus said, today, you will be with me. One said no, and one said yes. What are you going to say? I'd love to go around the room. You're going to say yes? I'm not going to do that. That's not the way the gospel works. It's a personal thing between you and God. Simply say yes to Jesus. Accept him as your saviour and your friend. How beautiful it is. How wonderful it is. Can I put it another way? I was hearing a story about a man who hadn't got a lot of money, and he'd got married, and for their honeymoon he booked a posh restaurant, very posh restaurant. They parked their battered old truck amongst the fancy cars, the Ferraris and the Rolls Royces and the Ford C-Maxes. And walked into the reception area. Walked into the reception area. There's beautiful flowers. There's gold. There's just something they'd never witnessed before. And they're met on reception by a man in a suit. And he says, and the man that's just got married on his honeymoon to treat his wife, he said, "We've got a table reservation for such and such a name." And the man said, "Yes, but you haven't got the right clothes on to come in here. There's a strict dress code. You need a jacket." The man said, "Well, I haven't got one. I really haven't got one. I don't own one. We're just here. It's our honeymoon. Please." The man said, "No. There's a standard here. And you can't come in without a jacket." He said, "But please, you see this robber man here? What had he got to offer? We think we'll get to heaven by good works. That ain't it. This robber had no chance. He was a robber, he was a thief. He had no chance to do good. No chance to give to charity. No chance to run a marathon. He had no option. He was pinned to a cross. What had he got? His only chance was the man next to him, Jesus. And he appealed to him. But you see, God isn't lowering the standard. You still need a jacket to get from the reception area to the table. So what happened? Well, the man behind the reception desk was firm. He said, "No, I can't offer you. You'll have to go somewhere else. Such and such a place will take someone like you." And the man said, please, can you do something?" And the man said, "Okay." And the man went out another room at the back, produced a jacket. He said, "I don't know whose it is, but it's been sitting there for ages. Put that on yourself and you can come in." Isn't that the gospel? Do you know? I tell you what is the gospel. It's that Jesus has taken his jacket off and he puts it on us. The best robe. He laid down his life. That's what he did. He gave everything. He gave his body. He gave his life. He gave his clothes. He gave everything that he had. For you and for me. And still people are saying no to him. He's the answer to the problem in the world. I don't know about you. Potholes? What's council doing about potholes these days? Queues of traffic? How long did it take us getting here today? Kent to Essex? Finances? Are we all better off? Mortgage rates, are they getting lower? Air pollution, is it getting better? Knife crime, is it getting better? Ukraine, Russia, is it getting better? Are there now no more wars? I wonder where people are at sometimes. The world's in a mess. An absolute mess. From the little pothole in the road to the great big things of Ukraine and the bombs and nuclear war and politics and all of that jazz. It's not getting any better. It's actually getting worse. And God has provided his best and Jesus has given his all for you and for me, that you might just say yes and come to him in repentance. Realize that you're like Adam and Eve. You've done wrong. You've messed up. You've said no And you've said yes at times when you shouldn't have done. But God is just appealing to you tonight to simply to say yes and to put that jacket on. What did the father do to the son in Luke 15? Gave him the best robe. Made him fit and suitable. Made him feel like he fitted in. It was as much for the father as it was for the son. And he walked to his table. And what was on the table? The fatted calf. What was he wearing? He was wearing the best robe. The very best. Jesus gave his all for you. Mm-hmm. Gave his life and shed his precious blood. And as I said earlier, with crucifixion, there's no way back. But there is. It was for Jesus. Yes, he died. Yes, he gave his life. He gave his life for you. He said yes. The world said no. But he said yes. And now it's up to you. Are you going to say yes now? Don't put it off. Don't say yes tomorrow. I can't promise you tomorrow. Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. Yes. Jesus loves me. Yes. Jesus loves me. Don't be like the little child in the car seat next to me saying, no, I will not go in. Say yes. Stand in line behind Jesus. When your name's called by him tonight, shout out yes. Yes, Lord, I'll come. I'll come in full repentance and trust and faith in you. Because what you did on that cross, you in the middle, you're the man for me. You gave your life. And as he hung there in those hours of darkness, your sins were put upon him and he bore them. What a wonderful man he is. Gave his life for you and bore your sins and took them away. Took them away from a sight of a holy God. Took them completely away. He bore them in his body on the tree. And they're gone evermore. Praise his name. You've got to trust him. Huh? You've got to trust him. You know his work was enough. The old enemy will say, well, it's not enough. You've got to do such and such. No. You see, when you're converted, I was hearing a story of a man who wanted to go to a club in London, and he asked a policeman. It was on a Sunday. He asked a policeman. He said, "I've got this address. I want to go to this place." And the policeman was a Christian. And the policeman said, "Well, this was years ago. Probably wouldn't be allowed to say it now." But the policeman said, "You know, it's a Sunday. You shouldn't be going to a place like that." He said, "Why don't you go to this church?" And the man thought, just for a laugh, I'll go along to the church. And then I'll go to the place I want to go, to the club. So he went into the church and he got absolutely soundly converted. And he came out and he did his watch and he thought, well, that club's just about opening. But do you know what? I don't want to go. You see, when you say yes to Jesus, God gives you his Holy Spirit and he seals you and he secures you and he saves you. And so that when you would have said yes to something wrong, suddenly you say no. Because it will hurt my Saviour, the man on the middle cross, the one who died for me. That's the difference. So I just appeal to you, simply say yes. Yeah. Don't say no. Don't walk out of that door having said no to Jesus, to this offer of grace, this offer of peace, offer of freedom, offer of a way of escape. Because there's a heaven, yes there is, and there's a hell, yes there is. Jesus has been through just those agonies at Calvary to save you from going to hell. But you have to say yes. And I just ask you all to do so. That's all I have to say. Is there a heaven? My mum died in February. Last story, and then you're free. My mum died in February. She was in Medway Hospital. Horrendous place. She was in agony. She was in pain. She was bewildered. The ward she was on got a bug, so we had to wear all sorts of odd clothes to go and see her. There was only four ladies in the beds. It was horrific. There was a bug of vomiting and all the rest. And you're standing there and this one would be ill and that one would be ill. It's just, you just wanted her out. And then the hospital take you to a side room and they say, we've done all we can. We'll just make her comfortable. And you look at her and you think, she ain't comfortable. But anyway, they're doing their best, I get that, with the resources they've got. And then one of them said that she needs to go to a home to pass away. It'd be the best thing, find a home. So I've got a brother and a sister. So the three of us got together and we started looking at homes, and one of them visited a home. And there was one in Maidstone that they actually got place for her, so that's fabulous. And then 1:30 in the morning, I got a call to say she'd gone. My mum, gone. But you know where she's gone? She's gone to heaven. She's gone home. Not to a home down here. Not to a grotty place. Not to sit in an armchair. She's gone to be with Jesus. Because she said yes. And you know, anyone that comes to him, he never says no. He says yes. He's got the best home up there. Friend, are you headed there? Have you got absolute certainty in your heart that heaven is your home? I trust you have. For his name's sake.